Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Reynaud. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chick Fuester. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Spence Harris. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is called out on strikes. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jamison moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jamison tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt takes first base on ball four. Speaker moves to second. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fuester reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynaud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Fuester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuester hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a pop-up beyond second. Collins can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jamison hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Node scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. Two outs. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Feuchter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a pop-up towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause takes first base on ball four. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 1 in the game. McNulty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naud is 0 for 1 in the game. Naud bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. McNulty moves to second. One out. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 0 for 1 in the game. Feuchter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis is hit by the pitch. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. Spurgeon bunts towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. Spurgeon moves to second. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spurgeon scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Krause hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Krause reaches second base with a double. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Krause moves to third. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 2 in the game. Mostill hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Krause tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 0 for 1 in the game. Note hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuchter hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 3 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blankenship strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Blankenship fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Blankenship. Speaker moves to third. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNulty is walked intentionally. Harvey Hendrick pinch hits for Reynaud. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Davis fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Speaker scores. Sewell moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 0 for 3 in the game. Feuchter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kraus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Burns now playing first base. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Uhel hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 4 in the game. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Harris steals second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards the mound. Uhel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.